It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. A writer identifying as Lydia posted the following using the Discuss feature on our website, beginning by referring to the retirements of WEKU employees Carol Seiler and Michael Carter. Thank you for all that you brought to the station and all the enjoyment your listeners got from your work. May your metaphorical fun drives be short, your programming schedule full, and your listener feedback above average, so to speak. Lydia continues, I also wanted to say that I am enjoying the locally focused news and reports so much. Stu Johnson, Jonice Franklin, and Charles Compton do an incredible, incisive job and are clearly skilled reporters and producers. Here's a message we received via Facebook from Richard in Lexington. Not to be Mr. Negative, but the next time y'all want to trim a few dollars from the budget, Capital Steps specials would be a good place to start. They had a day, had being the operative word. We, of course, wrote back to acknowledge the comment, but also to clarify that we do not pay for the two specials offered each year by the Capital Steps. One thing I will address to you during this feedback segment is a request for your comments on these shows. Do you agree with Richard that the political satire troupe has had its day, or are you still enjoying their efforts to, as they say, put the mock in democracy? Send in your comments, along with anything else you want to say about our programming, to weku at eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call the listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. That number again, 859-622-1657, the email, weku at eku.edu. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.